This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You know, women are waiting later in life to have babies now, and some women are choosing not to have them at all. I myself waited until I was 36 to have my first child. I was married for 4 years before we really wanted to have a baby. We wanted to take time to travel and get careers going and such. So women start to worry when they are waiting longer whether they're going to have problems with fertility or not. My guest is Elisa Vitti. She's an integrative nutritionist, hormone expert, and best-selling author of Woman Code. Welcome to the show, Elisa. So women start to worry. You know, we've all heard the old biological clocks ticking away. But there's so many things now. We've done shows on freezing your eggs and then IVF. And, you know, should we still be worrying? How late do you think women can sort of get away with it?
You know, I think we are actually in a time environmentally where women's fertility is more compromised than ever. You know, we have more chemicals in our environment that we're exposed to in a 30-day period than our grandparents' generation were exposed to in their entire life. These chemicals are very disruptive to our reproductive capacity. In addition, we're not eating a diet that actually keeps us hormonally youthful, right? We're all eating in a way that actually creates a state of premature hormonal aging. So we're making our fertile window shorter inadvertently with our diet. And then, of course, all these chemicals aren't helping either. So I think every woman, whether or not she has a diagnosis of infertility at the moment, should be thinking about what can I do to start really protecting and improving my fertility for the future.
I agree with you completely with the toxins and the chemicals and things. We are, you know, kind of doing it whether to ourselves or to our communities, really. So what do you want women to know about things that they can do right now to help sort of protect their fertility?
The best place to start is to actually take a look at what's happening every month with your cycle, right? Instead of just flushing things down the toilet and not taking a look, take a look at the color because it will really give you the best indication month over month of that very important conception and successful pregnancy cocktail of hormones, which is the right balance of estrogen and progesterone. If your flow, your monthly flow, isn't a nice, healthy cranberry juice color and it's more, you know, darker or more brown or different shades of these things, that actually indicates that estrogen levels are too high and progesterone levels are too low. And this you can see this month. You can take a look and see what's going on. This is going to give you a big window of insight into how are your hormones right now setting you up for easy, natural conception and healthy, successful pregnancy. And then the other two places I love to have women just do a little quick self-evaluation is with their bowel movements and with their skin. Because we now know from, you know, looking at all the different research that's coming out in functional medicine, what's going on in your gut microbiome and what's happening with your immune response really can impede fertility. So if you have difficulty with bowel movements, either too frequent or too infrequent, you have digestive problems like bloating and gas, you have difficulty with eating certain foods, loss of sensitivity to food, this great research that shows that really reducing that gut inflammation can improve fertility dramatically. And looking at the level of the skin, are you struggling with eczema, acne, et cetera, all of these things that show us that you're having sort of an autoimmune-like response in the body, really a big problem when it comes to being as fertile as possible. So addressing that, really getting to the root causes, healing that inflammation, restoring endocrine function with food, all of these things are so, so important to start looking at.
Well, we're learning more about the inflammation and the inflammatory effects of, you know, chronic low-level inflammation in our bodies. And so it would only make sense if it's contributing to heart disease and autoimmune diseases and everything else that it's going to start affecting fertility. So, you know, what do you want women to do starting kind of when they're younger and then into their 30s, if they're waiting, what do you think about egg freezing, or what do you think about, you know, certain lifestyles and things? Because not women in their 20s are going out, they're drinking, they're, you know, having a ball. I'm jealous of them sometimes. And, you know, so what do you want them to know? Because they don't think to themselves, well, I'm 26 and when I'm 33, I might have to start really getting into this and thinking about it. What do you want them to know now?
Well, you know, this is really personal for me. When I was 22, I was told that I would very unlikely be able to conceive on my own naturally, and maybe not even with the help of IVF. I was diagnosed after years of people sort of bouncing me around from, you know, practitioner to practitioner, finally figured out that I had a hormonal condition called PCOS. And, you know, I just gave birth 9 months ago, actually.
Congratulations.
To my first child at advanced maternal age. And I'm happy to report that because of the things I'm going to share with you in a moment, I was able
What's advanced maternal age, Elisa?
I was 38.
Okay, so I had my second child at 38. So good,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so advanced maternal age and conceived on the third try, the good old-fashioned way, and had the baby a few months ago and breastfeeding and recovered, lost the 50 pounds that I gained without dieting or exercising after I gave birth. And, you know, it's amazing what you can do when you start really working with your hormones properly. So what I want women to know is that, you know, what your period is doing in your 20s is really going to tell you what you should expect as far as challenges or ease of conception whenever you do decide to start. So first place to look is, do you have PMS? If PMS is bothering you and you have severe PMS, let's start to address that in your 20s. Let's just fix your PMS. Let's not worry about the future and if you're going to be a mom, but let's just get rid of your PMS. I mean, how great would it be in your 20s to feel like yourself all month long? I mean, I feel like we deserve that. And PMS is a hormonal imbalance that, again, speaks to those important ratio of hormones that really are important for fertility, estrogen and progesterone. When those are off, we have PMS symptoms, just as we'll have difficulty with fertility. So in your 20s, the thing to be worrying about is feeling good all month long, dealing with your PMS as quickly as you can. A quick, easy way for you to start doing that with diet is making sure you have a half cup of cooked dark leafy green vegetables every day, something like kale or broccoli or Brussels sprouts or Swiss chard or something to that effect. The fiber in these dark leafy green vegetables is going to help your body metabolize estrogen on a regular basis. And then I think in your 30s, it's really about taking a look at, you know, are you struggling with any hormone conditions? Do you have fibroids? Do you have endometriosis? Do you, and so many more women these days, Melanie, are struggling with these issues. Do you have PCOS like I had? And instead of continuing to, you know, utilize birth control pills as a way to manage the symptoms of that condition, take the time before you feel like you're running out of time to get pregnant to get off the pill with your physician's, you know, observation and support, and really start to address what you need to with food to start to resolve these issues naturally, to clear the path for becoming a mother when and how you want to.
Beautifully said, Elisa. In the last 20 seconds here, tell people where they can find your book.
They can find my book on Amazon.com. And, you know, if you're thinking you have something going on with your hormones and you'd like to see what food can do for you, you're all welcome to go to flowliving.com and download a special section of the book that I've pulled out. It's the 4-day hormone detox. You can get that for free. It's a 50-page ebook, and you can really start to see in 4 days how you can start to feel completely different hormonally just by changing what you eat.
Great advice, and you are getting that right here at Health Radio on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. We got lots more show coming up, so stay well.